Well, why don't we give Wes White a call and see what his update is on
if
that.
If he's available, because he may be busy.
Right. Let's see if we can reach him. And then I'll continue going through the rest of the agenda.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hey, Wes. Robert here. It's at the Hub meeting calling you and recording everything you say.
Oh, exciting.
So, we got something on Signal that mentioned some ne'er-do-wells being cleared out from their illegal squats in the Carmel area. Do you have any further information on this?
Yeah, well, basically, we just went down there, and, well, the services came to bear. There was McComb, there was CSUMBHA, there was the parks, California State Parks, there was the Monterey County Sheriff's, and code enforcement being one. So there's probably about, I don't know, 18, 20 members of services providing resources. So everything the county can come to bear did. They plan on evicting people on the 8th of May in 3 days, which happens to be a Sunday and also Mother's Day.
At what time is this supposed to start?
At 9 a.m.
And what kind of so-called resources are they providing, or are these the usual lists and waiting lists and that sort of thing?
Well, the only thing they've really got that's tangible is going to be this three-day hotel voucher, which I imagine they're going to give on the Sunday for Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday, which makes them back out on a Wednesday.
And is there any move to do a injunction to stop this, given the Martin versus Boise claims?
Well, the county's legal position is that Martin versus Boise don't count because, after all, it is private property.
And is it private property?
It is Big Sur Land Trust property.
Big Sur Land Trust. Is that private?
Yes.
Coral was here and she had a birthday.
Are they a public property that they can move on to nearby?
That's an
interesting. No, not really.
How many people does this affect?
Oh gosh, I just put out the number. I think 15 people.
Okay. And is there any plans for documentation on Sunday other than you being the ever faithful video man?
Right, which I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Still, I don't know. It is Mother's Day after all. I might have plans. But a few people already have taken the hotel voucher for 3 days. I'm going to try to talk to the supervisor about making it her position that they should, you know, she should want them to stay, and, you know, they uprooted them from their home, now provide a home, you know, or allow them a place where they can be, because what they're doing is not solving the problem. They're doing the same thing they always do.
You don't say.
Which is nothing.
So, are these folks that you previously had much connection with, or do they call themselves anything, or they have any kind of solidarity, or are they simply likely to be blown away with the wind here?
Likely to be blown away with the wind. A lot of them work, and they're just trying to survive where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to talk to one new guy and talk to one guy that I saw the last time. They've both chosen to take the voucher, and from that I'm going to try to make sure that they stay in, you know, not just only 3 days, but that they're afforded a full ride. Since Social Services wants to entangle themselves with these folks, trying to get everybody onto it, then that way hopefully the county realizes a better gravity of the situation. Obviously,
Wes,
they're not doing it right.
Wes, is there any indication in terms of actual requirements or mandates that, other than your pleas and, you know, endless do the right thing kind of speeches to them, do they have any reason to actually expand this? I mean, is there funding that they have to expend by a certain time? Is there a directive from Board of Supervisors or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, this all comes from the state, you know, a lot of the money. And, of course, a lot of it is allocated toward cleanups, you know, which is how they're saying they're addressing the problem, which is not the case.
Huh.
They're going to be working on Mother's Day, dude. I mean, you know, this is like double time, holiday pay, something.
So, anything happening in Salinas?
Oh, I did get a message from you.
Anything happening in
Well, a lot of people got knocked off of the Union Pacific Railroad tracks. All their possessions taken. So many people are without even a tent, blanket, clothes, food.
When was
everything?
This?
Last week.
And how many people would you say were impacted?
400 or 500.
Oh my!
And where did they go, or do you have any sense of that?
Well, they have to start over. Some people are, you know, no matter where they land, guess who's there? The police. So even when they leave that place, they're still being persecuted everywhere they go. So from that, they end up with nothing. So they're still with nothing. And desperately looking for tents and blankets and everything. Where they're at is next to nowhere. I mean, you know, wherever they do set up is obliterated and confiscated.
Have you been following any of them in terms of where they went? Do you have any phone contacts with any of them?
I have a little bit of contact with the folks at Sanborn. You know, the folks along the, in Chinatown, they just scooted over the other side of the train tracks onto the city side. City's tolerating it for now, but, you know, they have an overarching goal not to even identify them. That's why they threw everybody on the train tracks. So then that way they can say, oh, you're on private property. You don't exist. We don't have to help you.
Any word from Monica Tone?
Here to any starters, huh?
Any word from Monica Tone and the Watsonville Pajaro River folks?
They've been kind of quiet, more or less. I don't know exactly what's happening, if things are happening. I mean, I think people have been kind of on the run, you know, just sticking to themselves and trying to stay undercover. I don't know. I would imagine some people are still at the river.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Sausalito, as you probably know, since you really have been keeping tabs more than anyone on what's going on around the state with different homeless encampments, and in Novato and in Petaluma, places of that kind, Chico, homeless folks have gotten together with attorneys or gotten together with legal workers and gotten injunctions or at least a kind of solidarity. They even filed individual lawsuits to challenge attempts to abusively treat people in those encampments. Have you gotten any sense that either in Watsonville, Salinas, or in Carmel, this place we were just talking about by the Rio Road, that this has happened? Has there been any kind of solidarity or pushback?
Well, the one guy I talked to did mention that he really wished there was some kind of catalyst. He was like, you know, we need another Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, somebody. And, you know, so there does seem to be interest in that. You know, he's like, someday there's just going to be a revolution, man. You know, so a something liberation army. And, you know, it's like, okay, wow, you know, I mean, and this dude go to work, you know, he packs everything up and compartmentalized to go, you know, so he packs in and packs out, you know, and he works. So it's like, you know, and that's the third person I've come across, fourth person, everybody works, or at least that's what they've stated, you know, and it's just mind-boggling. I mean, just struggling to survive. You still need cash, and you still need a place to be, and how much does it cost, and, you know, what are the requirements on paper that you need to even get there? And no wonder you got people outside. So we're not trying to solve the problem. We're trying to have a perpetual soccer ball. And these folks are—they're doing well, actually. I mean, I didn't find anyone with mental illness or drug addiction. You know, it might be using and possibly abusing, but you know, they're still functional and they still hold coherent conversations and deep conversations, meaningful conversations.
Right on. So you yourself, in a resistance support back in the fall, were arrested along with several others. What's the status of your case in the Salinas courts?
I think I'm due back on June 9 or close to that, and we might start setting a thing for trial. I talked to my public defender. I left him a note. I haven't gotten a response yet, but I'm supposed to. You know, he was under the impression that he should be getting my camera back for me sometime this month. You know, and now that was already last month now. So that was in April, beginning of April. So I don't know what's going on with that, or when I'm supposed to get it back, or what's going on. But you know, it's pretty clear, First Amendment right. You know, that's my possession for one thing, and they got no right to warrant it, which would mean that they'd have to subpoena it. And even there, they got no right to subpoena it, which means they're just out of luck. But they're still holding my camera.
And what is this clown's name, this public pretender?
Well, Skinner. Richard Pono Skinner.
And you say your next court date is exactly when? Can you hear me?
I'm looking up the court date.
I got you.
June 9, exactly.
I'm sorry, I heard 9. I wasn't sure what month.
June.
No, I got you. I got you. Before I didn't hear it. Well, we got some folks listening. Are there questions for Wes about anything
yeah,
he's mentioned?
I was Gloria wondering. I was wondering what was you were saying something about Sanborn Road in Chinatown.
Well, so Union Pacific Tracks is like 5 mile of track. There were a good set of people down near the housing authority. A large set of people in Chinatown. You know, bits of people until you get to Sanborn, and then another 100 people there in Sanborn and Industrial. Everyone along the Union Pacific Railroad tracks were vacated for an entire week, Monday to Friday.
Is this vacated like first they're vacated and then they come back, or first they're vacated?
No. Well, they're not supposed to go back to the train tracks, and Salinas PD is supposed to be up on them. And, you know, I mean, if you didn't have a problem, you wouldn't have anything to fix, so.
Yeah. Are they fencing off the area? They're doing this in Santa Cruz, are they doing that in
there are fencings that I've noticed, specifically from Union Pacific and Chinatown, no. In other places, no. The fences have not gone up yet, but that is definitely, is always an intention.
Uh-huh. You recently covered the Resource Center for Nonviolence resistance discussions of Keith McHenry and those activists concerned with standing up to potential depopulation of the benchlands and attack on food not bombs at the town clock. Any comments on that? I know you were there videoing.
Well, you know, it's needed. I was glad to see the turnout and the interest, the energy there. You know, like what happened a couple of days after Christmas, a couple of years ago, that was phenomenal. And that's the kind of energy and you know, participation that we need again. You know, I mean, folks need another place to be if not there. So it's just the validation. How do you give people, you know, 400 square feet in a tent, you know, and people build themselves a house? You know, it's just without taxpayer money or anything. It's just so goofy. It's permission more than anything else, and that's what we've been fighting for is an address, you know?
So, anybody have any questions of Wes before I roll on, or do you have any questions for any of us, Wes?
I'll throw in one more tidbit about the Carmel one, Crossroads. We're going to try to get up a U-Haul and see if we can pack out people's stuff, maybe get, you know, a dozen people or something to help move folks, so then that way we can keep people intact. And I don't know if anyone can even show up on Mother's Day, but that is the thing, and, you know, because we'll have to facilitate to make sure that, you know, we're representing the people there and what they need and taking it at their pace, and that's another reason to show up on Saturday afternoon to take most of the moving stress out of the way, so then, you know, their stuff is still intact. Get them the housing, the hotel voucher, and by being in the hotel voucher, well, then they get to stay. You know, I mean, because all this other shit is all stressed and trauma, future criminal. I mean, what are we doing to people, man? You wonder why people have a mental illness? Well, because mental illness is sleeps, and you can't be here. Why don't we get those things out of our head?
Yeah.
So, I think you're not going to find too much disagreement with that one here, Wes. More questions for Wes, or anything from you, Wes, you want to ask? This doughty band of armchair activists here. Some of us.
Well, just keep on keeping on. I mean, show up, make your notice to the council, and do the 22nd, the SEEP stock, and I don't know. I mean, mount resistance. We're going to try to do the same where we're at.
Any further reports from the California Homeless Union elsewhere in the state?
Crystal sent me some stuff about you know, the way League of Cities are going after us, and the mental health bill or something. It's quite a bit. Kevin McCarthy pushing a statewide initiative to remove everybody off of the rivers and parkways. And now they're trying to do it, it originated through a ballot proposal by Dan Conway from LA Alliance. He used to be the former chief of staff to Kevin Johnson, the mayor in Sacramento, and he's the reason why the Echo Park and other stuff went down. Echo Park is, I believe, in Berkeley.
The Echo Park is LA.
LA.
Yeah. LA. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that was super huge. No, that was crazy. I was in Venice right after that, shortly after that, when this other dude totally went off on the PD.
Any word from Chico or Petaluma regarding their injunctions, the protection of the encampments there? Is it still retaining, or what's going on?
No, well, Comanche Creek is getting a lot of harassment, I read. The Chico DSA there is going strong. I don't know how they've made it their mission in life, you know. This is where they pour a lot of energy into, is taking care of Magic Creek and slowing down the whole thrust of, Trumpism. You know, it's weird, but yeah, you can almost wrap it all up in that word.
Except it's also Bidenism. Sorry, we're at Biden.
Yes, now, yes, of course. Well, it's corporatism more than anything else. Yeah. But over there, it's deeply red, and the far right, just like you got to take back Santa Cruz, they're basically the loudest voice. You know, you got your real estate moguls already on city council that get to do all the screaming for everyone else.
Some of them are Democratic Party members. I think Donna Myers is a Democratic Party member.
She can't be racist, she's a lesbian, right.
That's right, remember
so
that
the point is, it's that this attempt to infiltrate the Democratic Party and plead with them, I've often said, you know, you and I disagree on this one, but anything else around the homeless unions of the state? San Diego, Los Angeles, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, any word from them?
Well, in San Diego, they're challenging the mayor there directly, and of course the mayor has this gobbledygook, which I guess is effective. They defend Sports Arena Boulevard quite often still. A couple of them are attorneys, so they've been doing like cease and desist, and it's been helpful. They have been housing people. Amy Zamudio is just really rocking stuff. And I don't know, man. San Diego is still stronger, I guess, even though we got attorneys down there.
Well, anybody have any more questions? Any follow-up questions? Anything people didn't understand from what Wes was saying that
Comanche Creek, that's in Chico?
Correct.
Yes. And yeah, that's actually how the lawsuit started. Was, I guess, 80 people there. And that was where a lot of it hinges, because they were trying to throw them over to a tarmac over at the airport, where it's just blistering hot and there's no shade. And Central Valley's already hot, so that's why they were in the foliage to begin with.
Okay.
Have you heard anything about the San Jose attempt to clear the massive encampment near the San Jose airport?
I've heard murmurs of that for the last 6 months or so. Are they committing to doing it now?
Any word from Robert Aguirre, who's your Union of the Homeless guy there?
No, actually, I haven't heard from him to say any of that yet.
Gotcha. Well, that's all I've got, and I appreciate your taking
the time. Dez over there in Fresno. We got a Fresno Homeless Union, and she goes tough every day. Now, she's got a problem because she's being evicted as well. So she might actually end up, you know, she's always been housed, doing a nonprofit and taking care of people. Had a encampment under the overpasses and the railroad tracks on Caltrans property for about a year.
Who was that?
Going strong, and then they just got rid of it.
Dez?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dez Martinez.
Martinez, okay.
And you have contact with her by phone, yeah?
Yes, still, and video. She has, it's called Homeless in Fresno. It's a Facebook page she goes live on a lot.
Okay.
And we are not invisible. And Fresno Homeless Union or Fresno Homeless Coalition.
Any word from Robbie Sausalito?
From what I saw a couple days ago, man, they're trying to ban him from being anywhere near a marine ship because he's not a resident.
Huh. Marine ship is the encampment area that they've been shoveled into, right?
Sausalito. Well, Camp Cormorant was their own. The Anchor House made their own community. Sausalito tried to say they were on contaminated soil, so they were able to get rid of everybody and, yeah, put them over into 11 by 11, you know, which is it wasn't even wide enough to put their skiff in there, because a couple of them still got, you know, boats they paddle out to. That ended up being where they designated ended up being the leech lines for the bathrooms that they had. The bathrooms were already not greatly plumbed. They actually broke down shortly after moving in. It rained and flooded, so all the poo from the leech lines seeped up to the surface. And so they needed to be relocated. They relocated to the tennis courts. Right across, there's a boat crusher thing for the Coast Guard, and they illegally steal people's boats and create homelessness. So not only do you become homeless, you get to watch your home be destroyed, and the fiberglass blow onto you, you know, all the debris. So, you know, you're probably breathing some toxic stuff like asbestos, and man, it's been a lot. Him and Jeremy Porchy has been, you know, recording an awful lot, photojournalist, you know, he's resisted the police, got wrongly arrested, so now he's got a civil lawsuit against him. Sausalito is actually fighting a lot of it, man, and they're doing really good. A lot of individual lawsuits.
Sounds good. I guess that's all I've got. Is there anything else you want to say?
I've said more than enough.
You said a lot.
Good.
Thank you for talking, and hang in there. I will. Oh, yeah. Do you have a contact number for people to, or a contact point on the internet, or contact signal for more information about this resistance?
Well, what we have is Agents of Change 831. And Community Before Cops, both on Instagram. We have Monterey County Homeless Advocates, which may not give you as much news. So the first two definitely have more news and might have something about this eviction notice, because somebody's going to make a flyer, and it's probably not going to be me. But it may get none, which would be cool.
This will be about the coming Sunday Mother's Day eviction in at the mouth of Carmel Valley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, man, and good luck with that. I'll pass this on to anybody who's listening tonight, and who knows, maybe Sunday as well, although that would be a little bit beyond the deadline. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, posterity is still something to document, and, you know, at least we're creating a baseline this way, and they can't deny that we've already been down this road.
Dig it. Thank you, man. And that's it for the mixed edition of this edition of Bathrop's Beers Broadsides. Questions, comments, criticisms, praise can be sent to me on the Huff Line, 831-423-HUFF, or 831-423-4833. Back at you when I get up the energy, and usual scheduled time is Sunday, so we'll see what happens then. In the meantime, remember, there are events coming up. Tomorrow at the UCSC's, what do they call it, the barnyard at the entrance to the campus, there's a day-long seminar on nonviolence, in case you're interested in that. At 4 o'clock on Saturday, the next day, and if you're listening to this on May 5th, that would be the 7th, there's, I think it's a World Without War, one of those groups, including peaceniks and maybe even me, trying to stop World War III along with Food Not Bombs and other groups at 4 o'clock at the town clock. You know, stop the two superpower idiots from blowing us all up. That's seems to me it should be the first priority in everybody's mind, but most of the time I'm just distracting myself doing other things, as you may be too. And then on Sunday there's the really free market. That's at the Sub Rosa Cafe. Check it out. It starts, I believe, at 11 or 11:30, goes till 2 or 2:30. Everything is free, and you can also dump your stuff that's free and have it passed on to people who can use it. So there. That's about it for now.